you describe your music as experiential, spiritual, folk rock, new Mexican space music. Can you elaborate on that?
I can elaborate on that. It's mostly just a ploy to try to get out of trying to explain the music, because it's so hard to describe, you know, what you do personally and with your art. But experiential, that term comes from our goal, I guess, as a band, that we want it to be a different experience for each show that we play, to be like a positive experience for the audience. Spiritual aspect of it is that tends to be a lot of the themes that the lyrics are about, and so that kind of works its way into the genre as well, I guess. And folk rock is just, I feel like we maybe aren't as much folk anymore, as more just rock, and with orchestral elements to it.
Right.
Maybe we need to update that genre, I think. Because I think it actually gets us into more trouble than it does make it easier.
So, spiritual how? You know, what are these lyrics like? You know, how are they spiritual?
Spiritual in the sense of searching for truth. Personally, I grew up in going to church, and so that is kind of my frame for, I guess, the window through which I view the world. It was kind of built for me, being raised that way. It has challenges and it has benefits, but I think that's just kind of a part of who I am personally, is kind of seeing things in that light.
Right, like more of a journey.
Yeah, more of a journey, trying to explore and trying to find peace with a lot of things that are in the world that don't seem like they should be that way, I guess.
So there are about seven people in the band, right?
Yep, there's seven band members.
But it originally started out as just two people.
That's right, yeah. I went to school south of Chicago, and actually four of the band members now, we all met there. But it did start as just me and Ben, our drummer. And we did a couple summer tours like that. It was that way for a couple years. And then when we moved up to Michigan, up to Grand Rapids, in 2010, then the band really kind of started growing at that point.
Yeah, I saw a video of you two guys together, and it seems like you're really doing a lot of stuff at once. Was it hard back then?
Yeah, we used to say that if we had one hand or one foot that wasn't doing something or playing an instrument, then we weren't doing enough. We were just trying to challenge ourselves, kind of fill out the songs as much as possible with just two people. But there's still more that we envisioned for the music, and so it kind of just made sense to start having our friends join us.
So what do you envision?
I envision a big sound, I guess, for a dynamic sound with lots of orchestra elements, and I think that's kind of what we are shooting for. Lots of vocals and lots of energy on stage.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, since you have, let's see, there's oboe, violin, accordion, along with guitars, keys, vocals, you know, I was kind of wondering if it's complicated, sort of, you know, quote unquote, orchestrating this huge amount of people, but it seems like you kind of like it that way.
Yeah, I do like it that way. I think we all like it too. It definitely has its own challenges. It takes a lot more time and a lot more, a lot more working through, parts and practicing songs a long time before we're able to perform them live. Just because we want them to be the best they can be. And, you know, we have to make sure we're not stepping on each other's toes and leaving space for certain instruments to flourish at, you know, different points in the music. So it's definitely has its challenges, but I think it's also more rewarding.
How so?
In the sense that it just feels so beautiful when the song starts to click. And you have seven people that are very different in a lot of ways, just kind of coming together harmoniously and for a few minutes, you know, for a few minutes, all doing, all aligned and all working towards the same goal.
So you guys have really been making a name for yourselves. You actually were one of the top picks during NPR's coverage of South by Southwest. And you've been playing a few more music festivals, is that right?
Yeah, we are. We played a festival just this weekend in Champaign called Audio Feed Festival. It's the first year they had it. And this weekend we're playing in Lansing at Common Ground Music Festival. And the other festival we're playing this summer is Mopop Festival in Detroit, in the Metro Detroit area.
So what is it like looking back, you know, 5 years before and then thinking about what the band is now, you know, and how far you guys have come?
It's kind of, well, it's one of those things that just kind of makes you giggle, I guess, or chuckle, because we really didn't have any intentions of pursuing the band as far as making it into a big, like a full-time, you know, aspiration until relatively recently. When the band first started, it was just, we just had some songs that we had written and wanted to play them, like at the coffee shop for our friends. And so I think we've tried to kind of maintain that communal quality to it over the years. So it's interesting, definitely, looking back and seeing how things have evolved, but it's also kind of feels like we're still doing the same thing that we were doing 5 years ago. We're just more people now, and we're playing for more people. and still are grateful that that people like listening to the music.
So where does the name The Soil and the Sun come from?
It comes from a book called The Watermelon King. I can't remember who wrote it, but our drummer Ben was reading that book, and we were kind of, this was before we were really a band, and we were thinking about doing the band together, just a few of us, and he read a sentence in that book that said, "The soil and the sun are, of course, great partners in the mystery that is creating life, comma, making things grow." And that just kind of made sense for what we envisioned for the band as far as wanting it to be a positive experience for listeners, wanting it to be something that can be beneficial, something that people can take away, something tangible maybe from the music and help them out in some way.
That's really deep. So are there any tracks that you wanted to talk about? Any tracks that really represent the band and why they do that?
Sure. I think that probably our the track that kind of features most of like what is exciting about our music, I guess, is the last track on our newest album. It's the song called "I Know It, I Feel It Too." And it's like 8 minutes long. It's a kind of drawn out narrative of this whole process of what we've kind of been describing, this seeking, this searching. And it ends pretty triumphantly. And it's one of the few times on the album that we kind of just go all out, let loose, you know, like all instruments going full force all at the same time. So that's always a fun one to play live as well.
Any other favorites?
Yeah, I tend to favor the more epic track, I guess, because I think those are the ones that, for me personally, since I write the lyrics, I put the most effort into those, I guess, they're more personal for me. So another favorite of mine is You Alone Know.
And what's that about? Lyrically, anyway.
Lyrically, that's kind of about just trying to find the one person who is willing to understand, I guess, willing to understand who I am as a person, or who you are, and what that looks like, having one person that kind of witnesses your life and understands it.
Any other tracks you wanted to talk about, or?
Let's see. I guess in particular, those are my two favorites. I think probably the ones that maybe are most would catch on more easily are the first couple tracks. There's One Woman and The Devil Made Me Do It. They're shorter and more up tempo, and so those are always fun fun to play live as well.
Anything else that you just wanted to say about the band or the sound or the future?
Well, we're writing a lot of new songs lately. We're planning on writing a lot this summer and trying to put together a new album relatively soon. So, and we're excited about it. It's a lot different. I feel like we're changing and sort of coming into our own sound. So I would just say keep an eye out for that.
So how will it be different?
I feel like we're, as musicians individually, we're getting better, for one, which, you know, we're always trying to improve, but I feel like it's sort of coming together now, how groups can just gel, and things just start working smoothly, and the communication is easier and simpler, and I think the music is benefiting from that,
that chemistry.
That chemistry and like our personal relationship, you know, getting closer together.
Great. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for calling.